All right, welcome back. We're here with Wyoming offensive lineman Chase Roulier, getting ready for the BYU game, the Poinsettia Bowl, Chase. And you had some time off between the Mountain West Championship and getting kind of easing back into to practice and so on. How did you handle that little bit of time off? Did it feel good to kind of rest and relax and not take a pounding for a while?
You know, it's always good. It allows you to get into the training room a little bit, kind of heal those bumps and bruises. Obviously, we didn't have a ton of time off, so definitely all those bumps and bruises haven't totally gone away. But, you know, I think everyone's feeling better after a little bit of time off. And we're definitely ready to go, and we're happy to be back in practice and working hard again.
Definitely. So, acknowledged as an All-American. I mean, how does that feel? You know, regardless of where it came from, I mean, you're known as one of the best players at your position in the country. I mean, what is that feeling like?
You know, it's obviously very exciting. I think it's a testament to my coaches throughout my life, for sure. And, you know, it's exciting for me and my family. I graduated and found out I was an All-American all within about 2 days. So those were a pretty exciting couple days for me, for sure. You know, it's so exciting when you get national recognition like that. You know, I try not to think about it too much. It's kind of like a embarrassing thing at times, just cause you have people trying to talk to you about it all the time. And it's just, I mean, I don't like to be an arrogant person. So I just kind of shied away a little bit, but it definitely is very, very exciting. So yeah,
graduated. You're engineering, right? Civil engineering,
mechanical engineering.
Oh, even harder, mechanical engineering. So you've got that to fall back on, but you also have a future, it seems like, at the next level. I mean, I know you can't talk to agents or things like that. When will you kind of test those waters? And I know you don't have to test because you're graduating, you're a senior. When will that all take place? I know your focus is on BYU, and I don't want to distract that from that, but when will that take place?
You know, we are allowed to talk to agents as seniors. You obviously just can't, you can't commit to one. You know, my parents have kind of been handling the whole agent talks just while I'm in season and trying to get my degree and everything. So I have a decent idea about, you know, where I want to go there. And obviously, once I make that decision, it's going to have to happen real quick right after the bowl game. You know, and then I decide where I'm going to train with the agent that I choose. And, you know, you train hard and hope for the best and, you know, just kind of see where the NFL happens, obviously. So
is that tough to kind of balance, because you are focusing on ending, getting your degree, you are focusing on now finishing a football season and get to a bowl game, but your future as well is up there? I mean, you got to think about, I know you're not a selfish person, but I mean, that's something you got to think about. Is that all hard to balance right now as we're speaking?
It is very hard, because you can only prepare so much for that while you're in season and in class still. And so you know that you're going to be making some of the hardest decisions you have to make in your life all within a few weeks. So it's kind of a scary time for sure. You know, when people are kind of – I have classmates who have jobs and things that they know they're going to do. I don't know what's going to happen with me. And, you know, that's kind of a scary time because it is so unknown and anything could truly happen. And, you know, I just kind of have to play it by ear. And that's not the type of person I am. I like to have things very planned out. So it's definitely scary for me in particular.
You have to have a pretty good idea the interest level that has been out there with, you know, the physical attributes you bring to the game, that if a draft position doesn't open up, you got a pretty good idea you're going to be on a team come next summer. Is that, do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of the interest level. I get told that by scouts or agents, whoever it may be. So I'm aware that interest is out there, but at the same time, there's so many different ways that could go. I could end up in Florida or middle of the country. It's kind of tough because I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. So it's definitely just kind of an unknown time, and it's a weird feeling for sure.
I can see it's kind of uncomfortable to even talk about. Yeah. So we'll switch gears. We'll talk about BYU. I don't know if that's even more uncomfortable or not when you see their defense, the way they're playing, and the size they have up front. When you see BYU on film, what jumps out at you right now?
You know, they're very good. They're similar to Boise State in a lot of ways. They're not massive guys up front, but they're very strong and very athletic, which is the reason for their success as a defensive line, as a defense in general, in my opinion. You know, they're tough to block, and they get off blocks well. So we just gotta watch the film and kind of see the tendencies that they may have and see if we can exploit those.
I was talking to Coach Vegan about the continuity you guys have really had along the offensive line. I mean, outside of Ryan's season-ending injury, you've had 5-6 guys that have been the glue of that offensive line. How huge has that been for you guys in your success on offense?
You know, it's huge, obviously. The offensive line, since we have 5 guys out there at all times, you know, we have to be very close-knit as a unit. You know, if you have guys getting hurt all the time, it's tough to stay close knit as a unit when you got some new guy working in there with you. So to have 5 or 6 guys almost the entire season, being the only guys in there working with us, on the field, it's huge. You feel very comfortable with who you have next to you. And you know that, they're going to do well when it comes Saturday or Wednesday in this case for us. So yeah.
Back-to-back years that you had Brian Hill, but a running back, break the single-season rushing record at the University of Wyoming. And a lot is on Brian, but a lot is on you guys as well. I think the entire offense probably deserves credit for that. But how does that make you feel, knowing that you were an anchor in leading those two things to back-to-back years?
Yeah, I mean, it's very exciting. Whenever your running back behind you is doing great things, breaking records, it's very exciting for him, but it's also exciting for us. The name on the record is Brian Hill, but we obviously feel some pride in that as well. And I think that's definitely deserving for all 5 of us, all 6 of us this season. You know, it's very exciting to have a guy like Brian behind you. You know, even when there isn't much of a hole, he's going to make something happen for you. So as a team and as an offensive line, it's really exciting having Brian back there.
You said you're looking forward to SeaWorld. SeaWorld or the zoo? Which one more excited for?
Both of them. I don't really know what's better, so I'll have to see for myself, I guess.
Chase, thanks for the time and great visiting with you over the years, and best of luck afterward. Thank you so much.
Thank you.